Mike, can you give us an update on Michael King, where he's at after that throwing session? Was it yesterday?
Yeah. Don't want to create too much optimism, but there is some optimism. I want to temper it. But Michael had a really good day yesterday. Threw out 105 feet. Had control of where the ball was going, which he just hasn't had. Didn't have to overcompensate to try to force it to get anywhere. More of a natural throw for him. You know, the intensity wasn't very high, but the good news is his arm was working and moving forward, and he was able to kind of feel the baseball, and so it was a good first step.
How does he feel today? Because you always talk about how important the recovery is, almost more than the act itself.
Yeah, recovery is important, and having had a chance to touch base with him on how he feels today, but I'll let you know as soon as I know something.
How about you, Darvish? Was he scheduled to do something here tomorrow, is it?
Tomorrow he's going to throw a simulated game. And anybody want to hazard a guess as to where it's going to be?
Point Loma.
USD, I tell you, USD. Great location, wonderful school.
I say Peoria, Arizona.
We have a Peoria.
I was going to say
again,
here.
Another reasonably good guess, but not. We have a Petco Park, which is very obvious, but nope, not here.
Rancho Bernardo High School.
Close. It was in the final three. Yeah, but didn't make it.
An undisclosed location under the mountain in Colorado.
It's a Padre affiliate.
So no Toro Stadium in Tijuana?
What's that?
Not in the Toro Stadium in Tijuana?
It's not going to be in Tijuana. There was a bid. Didn't make it. Lake Elsinore.
Wait, you said we sim have game? Or a sim game?
Sim game. 2 to 3 innings, depending on how he feels. But yeah, it'll be out tomorrow at Lake E around undisclosed time for you folks.
Where does that put him then? Like, if all goes well there?
It's a good question, AJ. It puts him in what we think to be in a pretty good spot, in a sense of, like, if he can get through 2 to 3 innings and then recover, now we're getting closer to something, you know, back to a progression that gets him here, that's sincere. But again, tomorrow still has to take place, and then the recovery is essential.
Why a sim game in Lake Elsinore as opposed to just pitching for Lake Elsinore?
The hitters. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be able to go with Lake E's in town, and he's going to get down there in a controlled environment, an affiliate with hitters, and just a good setup for us that's closer than Arizona. And, you know, we got a day game, so.
So why not just like a regular rehab game then? Is it because you want the control
environment? Yeah, I mean, the thing about rehabs, they can be wonderful. Because another jersey's taking place, you know, umpires the whole shooting match. But the fact of the matter is, if somebody puts together a long at bat, or, you know, guys don't play clean, or something happens, and he's trying to get to a certain pitch count, but he's in a high pitch count in that inning, he can't go back out, finish in the bullpen. Just the controlled environment makes the most sense.
Ryan Burgert on the mound once again today. Obviously, the results have been really good for him so far in this starting role. What continues to stand out about his body of work?
Burgert's been great. He really has. You know, we talk about consistency, commanding of the baseball. It's important for everybody. He's also shown some moxie, so he's been able to be in some really tough environments already and go pitch and execute well emotionally and physically, and look forward to seeing him pitch tonight.
He talked the other day about just the ability to trust his stuff and kind of the impact that the staff here has had on him in that sense. Generally with a young player, and I guess more specifically a pitcher, how important is just that aspect of it, trusting their stuff, their ability?
Yeah, it's essential. You know, like I said, you get into this environment, and any level you go to the next level, you're going to kind of like, okay, where does my stuff play? Where's my ability play? So there can be some apprehension in that, so you don't as aggressive with what you actually have, and it's either good enough or it's not, you know, and it is, in his case, it's plenty good enough. And you mentioned the staff. I mean, we do our part to encourage, to be aggressive, trust your stuff, but that's, you know, it's only as good as the player actually being able to go and do it and having the mental ability to do it and trusting the physical part. But that's what this is about, you know. It's really about going out there in a big stage and going to keep your focus and executing with your ability. And again, it's either good enough or it's not. In his case, it's plenty good enough.
A couple of days ago, you made the lineup change, moving Luis down to the cleanup spot. And he's talked about, you know, whatever it takes to win, he'll bat wherever he needs to. And you've talked about the magic wand he has. How nice is it to have a guy in Luis who not only has that magic wand in his hands, but also is willing to do whatever?
Really successful playoff caliber and definite World Series caliber teams have players that are open and willing to have a conversation, share their thoughts, which I very much welcome, and then be willing to do things. Now, in Luis's case, he's willing to do it, period, whatever it takes. And so that's very healthy for us to be able to have those conversations and those and our group be willing to know that you're not going to ever get everything that you want. And this matters not about Lou wanting his second or fourth. That's really not. But, you know, big picture, that's what this looks like, is a willingness to do what the game, the team needs. And, you know, everybody wants to hit, you know, second, third, or fourth. Everybody wants to be the number one pitcher. Everybody wants to be the closer. You know, everybody wants to be an everyday player. But in the reality in a team, only so many people get to do those things, and being accepting of the role that you're actually in and executing with a good attitude is really important.
Michael, trade deadline's just over a month away. It's always been fascinating the past 10 years under A.J. Preller what he might do. How aggressive do you expect him to be at this deadline?
I mean, we've got one of the more aggressive general managers. I mean, you know, listen, it's hard to qualify who's the best general manager. I wouldn't trade him for anything. Speaking of trades, you know, he's got tremendous value. He's doing a tremendous job. I have complete confidence in AJ and anything he does relative to our roster. It's a privilege to work with him. You know, relative to how aggressive he's going to be, I think he's going to be as aggressive as the parameters within what he has to work with will be. You know, but he's going to be as him and his lieutenants do a great job of knowing this league and know what the possibilities are and evaluating our team. And I can tell you this, he's proven consistently to be able to give us the best chances he can within the resources he has to help us contribute to winning a division and World Series.
Have you been trading for anything? How about a left fielder?
No, we can play left field, what we have. AJ's a really valuable guy. I trust him. I wouldn't trade him for anything. Good try, though.
You're almost through this 26-game stretch we've been talking about forever, and you'll have done so without Darvish and King, and you've done it with guys that have stepped up in the rotation. They've also, there have been some pitch counts like in the 70, 80, like probably a result of the game, but I'm wondering like how much of that was with the big picture in mind also, knowing that you might have to finesse every 5 days out of those guys?
Yeah, you know what? It's a great question. It's a lot to unpack in that question. So I'll try to give you the Reader's Digest version. There's always from this seat a responsibility to the day of competition, the short term and the long term. And you have to live in some of those spaces every day. And decisions need to be made every day for those things. And sometimes they don't always, you know, align. And so, you know, specific to, let's just talk about, we have three. You know, Randy got starts last year, clearly proved himself, but still younger to the rotation. And typically you carry and have maybe one of those guys on the kind of club we have, I expect to have. We, by the, you know, just the dynamics, we have three. And, you know, we completely stand behind the winners find solutions, and that's what we do. So under the solution part, in a silo, we know that, you know, a young starter, you want to be able to take care of them, you know, in the sense of making sure they're gaining confidence every time they go out. And so there's a little bit of an initial protection, it may be a strong word, but a realization that says, okay, we can get them to a certain point, they've done their job, and then you bring them along to take and get to the next level. I think we've shown that with Randy Moore, Steven, and then the game breaks out, and then the game dictates when and where you make a move. And then you rely on more experienced guys, which in some cases, or a lot of cases, are our bullpen. It's the strength of our team that says, okay, you got us to this point, now these guys can bring it home, and we've been able to do that as well. Now you also have to look up and realize, especially in the stretch that we're in, that you alluded to, AJ, and 26 out of 27 or 27 to 28, whatever the extra number is making sure those guys are rested and they're fresh and they're taken care of. And that's the balancing point of the competition and picking your spots. And I do think we've threaded that needle pretty well. We have these three guys that are having consistency, having confidence, getting a little bit more bite at the apple in bigger moments, which does allow the bullpen to take a little bit of a break.